بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, we will discuss three issues in this talk today. What should we do from now till Ramadan? How should we spend the auspicious night of Shab-e Barat, the 15th night of Shaban, and a little bit about Ramadan Mubarak, inshallah. The first thing we all need to do, brothers, is make them recite these two du'as. One is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif, Allahumma barik lana fi Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. Oh beloved Allah, grant us barakah. What is the meaning of barakah? Al-ashyaul qalila wal manafi'ul kathira. The time, the amount might be little bit, but the benefit can be so much and tremendous. So that is the meaning of barakah. So ya Allah, grant us barakah in these remaining days of Shaban, wa balighna Ramadan, and spare us for the month of Ramadan. Second dua mentioned in Kanzul Ummal and Tabarani, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan, wa sallim Ramadan lana, wa sallimhu lana mutaqabbala. Ya Allah, protect and save us for Ramadan. We don't fall ill, accident, misfortune, mishap, and protect Ramadan for us. There is no controversy, confusion. Ya Allah, the little bit we do, whether it is our speech, our actions, our deeds, in your court, Ya Allah, you accept it. So that is how we should prepare, inshallah, from now till Ramadan. Allah grant us tawfiq. Second issue, my brothers, is fasting. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, beside the month of Ramadan, then that is mandatory, compulsory, the month that he, the master, would fast the most in the other 11 months was the month of Shaban. When Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked, why you fast so much during the month of Shaban? The hadith in Sunan Nasai, فَوْحِبُّ أَن يُرْفَى أَمَلِي وَأَنَا صَائِمٌ. I love that my actions all go up to Almighty Allah whilst I'm fasting. So it's excellent, all of us should be fasting as much as possible. However, that next week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 13, 14, 15, that is sunnah to fast. There's no question about that. But before that, after that, my brothers, if we have qaza, from the time we became baligh and mature, our wives, our daughters, mothers, sisters, so many of them have qaza. But you will see, majority of them, they love keeping the sunnah fast, the nafil fast, and conveniently we neglect the qaza fast. So the example will be, we giving charity, but we're not paying our debts. And why sometimes our women folk and we love to keep the sunnah fast, nafil fast? Because it massages our ego. We start thinking that I also became waliullah. But the qaza, we totally neglected. That's unacceptable. We must get our priorities right. Qaza, salat first, then worry about nafil salat. Similarly, our siyam, our fasting, first the qaza, then we worry about the nafil and so forth. So very important. Next important point, my brothers, this is of paramount importance. You see, 15th night of Shaban will come, and this year Allah's fazl, Allah's grace, Allah's mercy, it's an extra bonus. It is Laylatul Jumu'ah, the night of Friday. So coming now on the Thursday night, what we call, we say Laylatul Jumu'ah, night of Friday, and Laylatul Nisfi min Shaban, and it is 15th night of Shaban. Before that night comes, my brothers, See what Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in authentic hadith. فَيَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لِجَمِيعِ خَلْقِهِ إِلَّا لِمُشْرِكْ أَوْ مُشَاهِنْ. So open Shaykh Albani silsila ahadith sahiha, his whole encyclopedia on authentic ahadith, volume 3, hadith number 1144, you will find all the discussion there. So ye Nabi alayhi salam taught us, brothers and sisters, that Almighty Allah will forgive all the entire creation, except non-Muslims and those people who have malice, rancor, hatred in our hearts. How many of us, we are in this masjid, but when we see one another, we will just turn our face. We will not be making salam, kalam. We will deliberately turn away from one another. Habibuna, pay attention please, brothers. This is of paramount importance. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, when two people don't speak, now this person walks away that side, he walks away that side. So what happens? All our good deeds, every day we can finish Quran Sharif. Every day we can give out $1,000 and what have you in charity. But nothing is accepted in the court of Almighty Allah. The hadith in Mishkat Sharif, utrukhuma hatta yastaliha. That leave their good actions in abeyance till they reconcile with one another. We don't have to become the best friends of one another, brothers, sisters, but what we need to do is make and utter two words, Assalamu Alaikum. That can't be so difficult. Don't let our pride, our ego become the impediment, an obstacle. That will be the prerequisite for our actions to be accepted. Look at the wonderful, beautiful dua in the Noble Quran, chapter 59, verse 10, 28 Supara. Rabbana ighfir lana wa li ikhwanina alladhina sabaquna bil iman. Oh beloved Allah, forgive us. Forgive all our brothers and sisters who passed away before us with iman, with Islam. Then the second part of this verse, chapter 59, verse 10. Wa la taj'al fi qulubina ghilla. Ya Allah, do not place in our hearts that malice, that rancor, that hatred. Ya Allah, hamare dilo ke andar wa kudurat wa nafrat wa adawat wa dushmani wa nikal dijiye ya Allah. So remove all that. Wa la taj'al fi qulubina ghilla lilladhina amanu. Rabbana innaka raufur rahim. Ya Allah, you are very, very compassionate, very merciful. So if we want all our good deeds to be accepted, then remember. Now what we do, this is the norm, but why must I go and ask him for forgiveness? He's wrong and I'm right. That's what everybody says. That's exactly what the Satan, devil, Lucifer, Shaitan said. When he was commanded by Almighty Allah, bow down, make sajda and prostrate to him, Nabi Adam alayhi salam. So he said, but why should I do it? Ana khayrun min, I'm better than him, I'm superior to him. He even cited proof and evidence. He said in his mind, khalaqtani min nar, you created me from fire. The flame goes upwards. Wa khalaqtahu min teen, you created him from sand and dust. So that remains on the ground. So hence I'm superior. So when we adopt that mentality, I'm right, I'm better, so we are adopting the same thing which Iblis, Shaitan did. Now where are we going, my brothers? Husband, wife today, every day we get on the radio and on the emails and WhatsApp. Husband not speaking to wife, parents not speaking to children, nephew not speaking to uncle, daughter-in-law, mother-in-law, don't speak about it. You must remember that. One day we were in the Hajj, many years ago. So we all in Ihram in Arafat. The Kala, the sister came to me. She said, Mufti sahab, I want to ask you masla. I just looked down. I said, ask. She said, I want to make dua this afternoon that Allah Ta'ala let my mother-in-law die quickly. We in Hajj, we in Arafat, instead of making dua, Ya Allah, give a hidayat, they say, take the dohi away, na rahe bansh na badya bansri. She must go quick, she's wasting our time. That is how we behave. acceptable. Remember these type of things. For us it might be a joke, but remember what is the what's happening. We have become our own enemies, my brothers. So I beg you. So that's the first thing. Second one, now Thursday night will be big night. So mashallah, you're fasting 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Allah will reward you for the whole month. You fast 2 days, excellent, no problem. You fast 1 day also, Friday also, it's fine. Hadith in Ibn Majah, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hadith, إِذَا كَانَتْ لَيْلَةُ النِّصْفِ مِنْ شَعْبَانَ فَقُومُوا لَيْلَهَا وَصُومُوا نَهَارَهَا. The hadith is weak, but is acceptable in virtues and fada'il. So the night of Sha'ban, 15 nights, stay awake. Engage yourself in ibadah. Let us try and read Salatul Tasbih, Salatul Tawbah, Salatul Shukr. His night of Jumu'ah, abundant salawat, durood sharif, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Cry for the ummah, my brothers. When last did we cry? Our soccer team loses, our cricket team loses, you can see the person is so disappointed. The ummah is bleeding today, my brothers. See everywhere how they treat the Muslims. That's a separate topic. I don't want to speak about it, what's happening in Russia, Ukraine. But you saw what happened to the Arabs, to the Indians, and to the Africans. They were pushing all the white guys and whiteies first. You stay there, you Muslim, you non-white. So even in war, they showed their racism, you must remember that, and hatred for us Muslims and so forth. So my brothers, we must show we have the best and we want to share it with the rest. Remember that. That is where we fail in our duty. You heard what happened this morning. You from Lanes, I'm sure most of you heard. You know Masjid al-Fatah, where it is. Bhatia's Masjid, Abu Bhatia, you'll know him. This morning, 1 o'clock, they went in there, the crooks or whatever you want to call, they vandalized the masjid, they wrote graffiti there. This happened now, this morning. Did we cry to Allah, Allah mahfaz bilad al-haramayn al-sharifayn min kulli suhin wa makruh? Allah mahtahir al-masjid al-aqsa min al-yahudi al-ghasibi? Ya Allah, you protect the haramayn sharifayn. Today, what things are happening? Yesterday, day for yesterday, they had a big concert, musical concert in Jeddah. Thousands of people are there. The Muslims are gullible. Muslims are so happy, they're sending messages. That in the Haram Sharif now, social distancing is finished. This is finished. That is just by the way. That is not their aim. That they're going to have a big musical festival on the 27th of March. Thousands of people will come. So the people will say, how come there is no social distancing? How come no restrictions there? And in the Haramain you got. So they use this as an excuse. The main aim is their musical extravaganza and concerts and all that. Their aim now is Razi Rahe Rahman Bi, Khush Rahe Shaitan Bi. They want to please Shaitan and please Allah. Allah is never pleased. Allah's curse is on such people. That is what Quran, Hadith teaches us. Sing properly. So beg Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifain. Aqsa al-Mubarak, you know, in the hands of the Zionists. So beg Almighty Allah, all our masajid throughout the world, Almighty Allah, protect and save it from all these enemies. Now, my brothers, Ramadan will come. Inshallah, in South Africa, it will be in that Saturday night, will be first Taraweeh. Inshallah, Sunday, that 3rd of April, inshallah, will be the first Saum Siyam. We're making Ramadan. You ask our khalas, our sisters, daughters, you say Ramadan ni tayari. They're busy with the samosas and bhajiyas and all these things. So what is the real tayari preparation of Ramadan? Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Qur'an. Ramadan is the only month that is mentioned by Almighty Allah explicitly in the noble Qur'an. No other month is mentioned by name. Surah 2 verse 185. If somebody, Mr. ABC, Tom, Dick and Harry, Tom, Dick and Mary, come and ask me and you. You are making Ramadan. What is the meaning of Ramadan? How many of us even know that? Ramadan, my brothers, my sisters, means tahriq al-zunub, to burn the sins, to incinerate the sins. It don't mean that you must remember we wait for Ramadan. You, my youngster, what you say? You're making a date with your girlfriend and say, let's have our last film and the last show before Ramadan starts. Then we'll become pious. How many of them. Today, this morning, the non-Muslim, he said, AK, tell me for what you'll have to fast. Just explain to me. The non-Muslims are thirsty, but who's there to teach them, educate them? So I told him, see, my brother, one side, all my Allah created angels. They are such, no eating, no drinking, no lust, no desires, nothing. Whatever Allah commands them, they carry out. La ya'asoon Allah ma'amaro. And other side, are Lucifer, Shaitan, Satan, his comrades, cronies, they do everything haram. Adam and Eve, Adam and Steve, Madam and Eve, for them everything goes. Zonge lungile, everything halal for them. You see? And Almighty Allah made me and you, the human being, the masterpiece of his creation. So during this month of Ramadan, we divorce ourselves, we detach ourselves from the satanic qualities and inculcate within ourselves the angelic qualities. No eating, no drinking, no fulfilling of lust and desire during the time of fasting and so forth. Why we do all that? وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. The people who are pakka, sacha, true iman, they have extreme, excessive love for Almighty Allah. So what happens? First 20 days, we displaying our love to Allah. Last 10 days, there's a progression in that love. And then, we love our wife, we love our children, we love our shop, we love our job. We leave all that, and we become the mihman, the guest of Allah for i'tikaf. Increase in our love. Some brothers said, whole month, mashallah, Allah reward them. So the sunnah mu'akkadah alal kifaya is one, two brothers sit and say, alhamdulillah, the last 10 days. Then when the night, the day of Eid comes, Allah announces a new Muslim, a new season. What is that season? Al-Hajj ashurum ma'lumat, that the month of Hajj have started. So what happens? Ya Allah, my hair insignificant. My clothing unimportant. I'm wearing my towels. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. I'm coming to your house, Ya Allah, for the Umrah, for the Hajj, for Ziyarat to Medina Munawwara, all that. Study, my brothers, our Siyam, our fasting. Study our Qiyam, our reading and performing Taraweeh. There's no time. Al-Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, at the age of 7, he became Hafiz of the Noble Quran. At the age of 10, remember that he by hearted, he the work of his Ustad, Imam Malik, Mu'atta Malik, the whole Hadith Kitab, he by memorized it. At the age of 15, his African teacher, Muslim bin Ibrahim Zanji, wa ajaza lahu bil ifta. He told him, Muhammad bin Idris, you're a genius. 15 years old, take it. I give you permission, you can issue fatawa and verdicts. That Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, one Ramadan, my brothers, one Ramadan, 61 khatam he would make. Fasting is a duty. Tilawat of Quran is the beauty of Ramadan. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would read to Jibreel alayhi salam. Jibreel alayhi salam is hadith in Bukhari Sharif. And then Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would read to Jibreel alayhi salam. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i, daytime one khatam. Nighttime one khatam. On the Imam's Musalla another khatam. Make preparation from now that I'll readjust and everything, my timetable. I will spend my leisure time in the pleasure of Allah, reading Kalamullah. That is what we should do. Not a day must go there pass during Ramadan that we did not give charity. Zakat is compulsory. I'm not speaking of that. I'm speaking about the money we have, the uplang we have, this we have, that we have. So give that charity to somebody, Muslim, non-Muslim. وَإِنَّ جُودَهُ أَكْثَرْ مِنَ الرِّيحِ الْمُرْسَلَةِ. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so generous, Hadith Bukhari Sharif. During this month of Ramadan, more generous than a hurricane wind as well. So imagine. You see, he's a donkey and he's taking drugs and he's helping. Leave what he's doing, you give somebody. I love Allah Jalla Wala. I love Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I love Islam. It's lip service. Our deed and our creed must correspond with one another. We gave somebody something, cash and دکھائیں. یا اللہ میں مخلوق پر خرچ کروں گا اور آپ کے خزانہ سے لوں گا. یا اللہ I will spend on the creation of Allah and I will take from the unlimited treasures of Allah. That is the Muslim who is the minister of finance. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu is muazzin in Medina Munawwara. Then he became minister of finance also. Go there to Damascus, Babu Saghir. He is buried there. The second muazzin of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Medina, Abdullah bin Umm Maktoum, the blind sahabi. Both muazzin in Medina Munawwara. Both buried in the same graveyard in Damascus in Syria. So when you read there where Sayyidina Bilal is buried, muazzinu Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the muazzin of the master sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his minister of finance. I conclude with this beautiful hadith in Shamail Tirmidhi. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressing his minister of finance, his muazzin, Sayyidina Bilal bin Rabah al-Habashi, the African muazzin. Anfiq ya Bilal, anfiq ya Bilal, oh Bilal, spend, take from the public treasury the Baytul Mal. Wa la taksha min zil arshi iqlal, Bilal iqlal. Oh my minister of finance, spend, don't fear that the treasures will get depleted and will get decreased. Nay, when the more we spend in Allah's path, the more Allah will give us. Jiska zarf bara ho, Allah in keep your heart magnanimous, forgive one another, spend more on the creation, and Allah will accept us all. May all make Allah accept us now in Shaban, Ramadan, and the remainder of our life. Allah make our khatim on iman. This week, inshaAllah, on Sunday, at Masjid An-Nur, Extension 3, the Majlis of Hazrat Mufti Riza al-Haq Sahib will take place there at 6:30. So this Sunday, it will be the last Majlis before Hazrat returns to Pakistan. So those brothers who are available, come there inshallah. Barakallahu wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah.